Words Appear, an Apple original. The sun sets high in the sky overlooking a hill. Several soapbox cars launch over the hill and race down a road. The cars barrel through a closed-off intersection. In a car, Charlie pushes a brake lever. Charlie bumps fists with Franklin, who drives.
We're in the lead!
The car hits a ramp and flies through the air.
Hi, I'm Franklin. Franklin Armstrong, if you want to be formal about it. Have you ever thought to yourself, how did I end up in this situation? In order to understand how I got here, let me take you back a little.
In a room, Franklin packs a suitcase.
You see, my dad serves in the military. It always keeps my family on the move. Grandpa always told me, don't try to fight change because change is undefeated.
A page reads, Franklin, I hope this notebook helps you on your travels. Love, Grandpa.
I'm coming.
He closes the suitcase and leaves, exiting through the front door of the house.
I've lived in a lot of different places, but none that I can call home.
He puts the suitcase on the car's tailgate.
The hardest part is saying goodbye to all of my friends.
Hey, Franklin.
Hey, you guys came to say goodbye?
Oh, you're leaving? You still have my basketball?
He retrieves the basketball from the car.
Sorry about that.
Thanks.
Yeah. See ya.
A title appears. Welcome Home Franklin. The car heads off as Franklin sits with the luggage. In a montage, the car stands at the side of a road next to a billboard that reads, Welcome to Kansas, the Sunflower State. Franklin kicks a stone. They pull up to a gas station. Franklin looks out the window as it rains. He sits on the tailgate and eats a burger. He gazes at life-size dinosaur sculptures at the side of a road. At night, the car crosses a bridge. The car heads through a suburb while Franklin sleeps. He wakes up and looks through the window. He sees Schroeder and Frida riding bicycles as Pigpen skateboards behind them.
So this was it. Our new town. For now, anyways.
A girl plays hopscotch. Kids play baseball on a field. Linus, Marcy, Peppermint Patty, Sally, and Charlie Brown eat ice cream cones.
One thing was for sure. There was a lack of variety in this place.
The station wagon pulls up to a house and Franklin climbs out. In his room, Franklin puts his suitcase on a bedroom bench and opens it. He walks toward the window and watches two boys outside.
Another thing about never staying in one place too long is you never want to completely unpack your suitcase.
That was fun. Same time tomorrow? You bet.
Some say making new friends can be hard, but it's a breeze with this handy little notebook my grandpa gave me. It has all his favorite tips on how to break the ice. I've done this so many times now, this will be a piece of cake.
Daytime. Franklin fixes his hair in the mirror. He buffs his shoe with a cloth, takes his notebook, and leaves the house. Outside, he flips to a page.
You can never go wrong if you start with a good joke. And remember, don't forget to dial up the personality.
He grins.
Here we go again.
Franklin walks off. In a garden, Linus buffs a pumpkin with his blanket and looks at his reflection. Franklin approaches him.
Hi there. I'm Franklin Armstrong.
Oh, hello there. I'm Linus. It's nice to meet you.
Wanna hear a funny joke?
Yeah, sure.
How does the ocean say hello?
I haven't the slightest.
It waves. Get it?
Wordplay. Funny.
What are you up to out here? You gonna make a pumpkin pie?
No, never. I'm tending to my pumpkin patch. It needs to be more sincere than ever this year.
I happen to have a little gardening experience. Would you like some help?
Sure, that would be great. Fall is just around the corner, and these pumpkins are going to need lots of work to get ready for the great pumpkin.
The great what?
The great pumpkin. the great pumpkin rises out of the most sincere pumpkin patch and brings gifts to all the good little children.
Huh?
This year, he has to pick mine. Can't you just feel the sincerity all around here?
I think this one looks very sincere.
Ah! You weren't supposed to pick it off the vine! The great pumpkin will never choose me after this! I'm doomed!
Linus runs off.
Tell the big pumpkin I'm sorry!
Later, Franklin heads down a sidewalk while reading his notebook.
Page 14. To make friends, don't forget to smile. And remember, a well-placed compliment can go a long way.
Franklin walks past Lucy sitting behind a booth reading The Doctor Is In. He puts his notebook away and approaches her.
Ah, fresh lemonade. How wonderful.
He drops a coin into a tin can and drinks a glass of lemonade that sits on the booth. Lucy stares at him.
Mmm, delicious. How much for a refill?
Hey! Just what do you think you're doing? Do you have any idea how long it took me to squeeze all those lemons?
I'm sorry, but isn't that part of the job?
Read the sign. I deal in psychiatry, not lemonade.
Smile, compliment. Psychiatry. Interesting. Do you have many clients? What do you talk about?
I can't tell you that. Doctor-patient confidentiality.
Have you heard how the ocean says hello?
Yeah, it waves. That's an old one. Listen, kid, if you're looking for some professional help, take a number. I dabble in it all. Anxiety, phobias, lack of confidence, and what have you. Now, if you'll excuse me, my 11 o'clock is here. Germophile. Hello, Pigpen. Have a seat.
Pigpen?
Pigpen passes Franklin with a trailing cloud of dust.
I don't understand. It's never been this hard to make friends before. My notebook normally tells me all the right things to say. But not with this crowd. A delusional pseudo-doctor? A devotee of someone called the Great Pumpkin? And a kid whose parents named them Pigpen?
Franklin stands before Snoopy.
Boy, aren't you a sight for sore eyes. Dogs sure do make the world a better place. Finally, a little sense of normalcy around here.
Woodstock flies towards Snoopy. The dog jumps and runs into his doghouse and emerges with a surfboard. The word cowabunga appears next to Snoopy. He leaves with Woodstock.
If I didn't know better, I'd swear I was in the Twilight Zone.
In the ocean, Snoopy and Woodstock surf a wave. Snoopy jumps and spins the board. He lies on the board as it glides onto the beach, stopping between Peppermint Patty and Marcy. Several other kids lie on towels under umbrellas while others play in the water. Franklin walks away from them while reading his notebook. He closes the notebook and tucks it behind him. Franklin approaches a log, climbs onto it, and looks out over the ocean. He slides down the log and sits against it. He folds his arms over his knees and frowns. Franklin spots a beach ball splashing into the water. He goes to the ball and picks it up. Charlie runs to the ball.
Is this your beach ball?
That thing sure has a mind of its own. Thank you for catching it.
You're welcome. I'm Franklin. Franklin Armstrong.
My name is Charlie Brown. Thanks again.
Charlie heads off with the ball.
Do you want to see my sandcastle, Franklin? Are you here with your family on vacation?
Actually, we just moved here. My dad serves in the military and he was just reassigned.
Oh yeah? My dad was in the service too. He's a barber now.
Smart. You can never run out of hair to cut.
They approach a sandcastle.
What do you think, Franklin?
A wave washes in and topples the castle.
Do you know how the ocean says hello?
It waves!
Oh, I hear my mom calling me. I have to go now.
Maybe if you're free tomorrow, we could...
Franklin looks on as Charlie runs off. At his house, Franklin steps out the front door.
See you later, Mom. I'm sure things will go better today, too.
He heads down a sidewalk reading his notebook.
If you want to meet new friends, find out where your new friends meet.
He stops beside a window and looks up at a sign that reads, Pizza.
Pizza! Of course! Who doesn't like pizza?
He looks through the window and sees several kids sitting at tables eating pizza. Inside, Snoopy hops onto a counter wearing a chef's hat. He whips a lump of dough into a rope and skips. He shapes it into a disc and flings it into the air. As Woodstock flies by, the dough lands on him.
And you should have seen him. Without even saying a howdy-do, he walked right up and drank all my lemonade. Who does that?
I can't go in there. What can I say? What can I say?
Hey, kid, look out!
Out of the way!
Franklin jumps out of the way of a soapbox car hurtling toward him. The car crashes. Kids stream out of the pizza parlor.
What have you got there, Shermie?
We were just doing a little trial run of our soapbox derby car.
The steering could use some work.
What?
Where have you all been? The big soapbox derby race is coming to town. The winning team gets a trophy and free pizza for a whole year!
Soapbox derby race? A trophy?
Free pizza!
Yay!
Franklin reads from his notebook.
Franklin. A surefire way to make friends is to show them that you're a winner. Everybody likes a winner. All I need now is to find a partner.
Franklin and Charlie search among the kids. Franklin approaches Linus.
Do you want to have...
Pigpen grabs Linus.
Do you want to be my...
Marcy!
Peppermint Patty picks Marcy.
Excuse me. Do you want to be my...
Do you have a...
Oh, Schroeder!
Lucy grabs Schroeder.
What do you say, Snoopy? Partners?
Woodstock flies by and drops a red helmet onto Snoopy's head. Woodstock and Snoopy high-five each other and leave.
You snooze, you lose, Chuck!
Can you imagine Charlie Brown behind the wheel?
He can't even mow the lawn straight.
The kids leave the area and only Charlie and Franklin remain behind.
Hello again. Remember me from the beach?
Of course I do, Franklin.
Well, what do you think, Charlie Brown? Partners?
Partners.
They shake hands. In a store, Shermie holds three wheels while a fourth one rolls away from him. Peppermint Patty and Marcy enter.
To build our car, we're going to need a lot of stuff. Nails, plywood, glue.
Woodstock and his bird friends fly while holding a basket. Snoopy climbs a shelf ladder and tosses several items into the basket. The birds crash under the weight of the basket. Snoopy heads off, and the birds closely follow with the basket. Franklin rounds a corner with his basket in hand. He spots a steering wheel on a shelf and grabs it. Lucy grabs the same wheel.
Well, this is certainly awkward.
You're that lemonade girl.
If you'll excuse me, I need this steering wheel for my soapbox derby car. And you know the rules. Ladies first. So give it here.
But my partner said he specifically wanted this one.
Oh, yeah? And who might this partner be?
A boy named Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown? Ha! Aren't you in for a treat?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you'll see. Where is he, by the way? Already throwing in the towel?
No, he's out at the scrapyard gathering supplies for our car.
Well, good luck to you. Because you're going to need a lot more than this steering wheel to win with Charlie Brown as your partner.
Save it. We don't need any luck.
That's true. You need a miracle.
Whoa!
It's all yours, newbie.
Franklin holds the wheel.
Here's my card. You may need someone to talk to after the race.
Franklin reads her card. Snoopy and his friends pass by. In his garage, Franklin pins a blueprint of a soapbox car on the wall. In a montage, he carries a box, puts a hammer and the steering wheel onto a table, and sweeps the garage.
Thanks for letting me borrow your tools, Dad.
Hi, Franklin.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Charlie Brown.
Charlie pulls a wagon filled with items, and Franklin examines them.
What's the old plumbing pipe for?
I was looking at pictures of old hot rods, and they all had pipes like this coming out of the sides.
Now that's clever. It won't help us go faster, but it sure will psych out the competition. These weren't quite what I had in mind when I said to find some wheels. They're not gonna work if we want to win. But the wheels off your wagon would be perfect.
Really? I don't know. This is my sister's wagon.
Technically, you're only borrowing the wheels for a few days. And we really need them. We'll replace them after the race and our wagon will be as good as new.
It looks like we have our wheels.
Great, let's get to building.
Franklin pulls the wagon into the garage. Later, he reads the notebook.
A great way to build a friendship is to find common interests. So, you said you like baseball?
Absolutely. What about you?
I come from a long line of baseball players. My great uncle Eugene Benson played in the Negro Leagues.
What's that?
Well, there was a time when black and white baseball players weren't allowed to play together. So, the black players formed their own league. It's where Jackie Robinson used to play.
Wow, a kid can really learn a lot hanging around with you, Franklin. By the way, I happen to manage my own baseball team.
Yeah? You guys any good?
My motto is, you don't need to win to finish first.
Never heard of that one before. My grandpa used to say to me, Franklin, it's better to build stuff than to buy stuff.
My grandpa says that too, usually around Christmas and birthdays.
Franklin fits a wheel onto the car.
Pliers, please.
Hey, Franklin, what kind of music do you like?
My favorites are Stevie Wonder, Little Richard, and of course, the godfather of soul, James Brown. You're not related, are you?
I don't believe so.
But here's what I'm into lately. It's John Coltrane. Listen closely, Charlie Brown. Jazz has harmonies that stay consistent. But pay attention, it has other parts that are always being improvised. Can you feel it?
Franklin dances and Charlie taps his foot.
I like it.
Charlie dances. Later, he fits a wheel onto the car and Franklin tests the brake lever. Lying on a dolly, Charlie tightens a screw under the car and rolls out. Three pipes attached to the car fall off. They attach the steering wheel to the car. Later, Franklin pops the cap off a bottle of soda. He holds two bottles and gives one to Charlie.
Thanks. Have you ever thought about what you would like to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure, Charlie Brown. But I always have liked outer space. Maybe one day I could get to go up there. Like Neil Armstrong.
Armstrong? Any relation?
Good one. What about you, Charlie Brown?
I've often thought I'd like to be a pro ball player. You get to go to new cities all the time. You're always on the move. What a life.
I've moved a lot. And trust me, a life on the road might sound nice, Charlie Brown, but it's not so great. Hey, you know what we need? A secret handshake.
They attempt handshakes.
And not like that.
They slap their palms together. In his driveway, Shermie leans against his car and reads a magazine. Behind him, a car rolls past, camouflaged by a bush. Shermie looks over his shoulder and back at the magazine. Charlie and Franklin pop up from behind the car. They push it further down the sidewalk.
Camouflaging our car was a brilliant idea, Franklin.
Yeah, we don't want anyone stealing our awesome design while we're doing our test run.
In a garage, Marcy draws on a chalkboard.
Sir, drag increases as the square of speed. Our design success relies on a knowledge of physics.
That's all fine and dandy, Marcy, but think monster truck.
Peppermint Patty unveils four large wheels.
Raise the mast, Pigpen. Like Magellan's trusty ship, the Victoria, circumnavigated the globe, so shall we circumnavigate the neighborhood to win the race.
Can I ask you a question? What's the deal with that kid in his pumpkin patch?
Who, Linus? He has his quirks. But once you get to know him, there's no one better. He's one of my best friends. You must miss your best friend.
Who can really say what a best friend is anyway?
Well, in my opinion, a best friend is special and different. It's someone that you can totally trust, that always has your back. In some ways, your best friend knows you better than you know yourself.
Snoopy stands on his doghouse. He guides the birds as they lower an engine toward a soapbox car. They drop the engine and Snoopy yells at them. As Charlie and Franklin pass by, they stop and stare at Snoopy. Snoopy and the birds glare at them.
That's one strange dog you have there, Charlie Brown.
Tell me about it.
Charlie and Franklin arrive at a forested road.
This is a special moment, partner. The first real test of unstoppable.
They remove the camouflage. Franklin climbs behind the wheel of the shiny red car while Charlie sits in the back.
Systems check. Helmets?
Check. Seatbelts?
Check.
Steering?
Check.
Roger, we are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1.
Charlie releases the brake lever. They stand at the top of a hill and jerk their bodies to nudge the car forward. The car rolls down the hill and picks up speed.
You need to slow down!
Charlie pushes the brake lever, slowing the car's momentum.
We can't win if we keep slamming on the brakes. Let's see what Unstoppable can really do.
Charlie releases the brake and they speed down the hill. Charlie pushes the brake.
What are you doing? Remember, stay off the brakes. Sorry.
Franklin drifts along a hairpin bend.
Don't you dare. I said no brakes. I've got this.
One of the wheels hits a stone. Charlie pulls the brake and the car spins out of control. They leave the road and launch over a hill. The car bounces as the wheels come off and they slide through a puddle before coming to a stop. A couple of panels fall off. Charlie removes his helmet and water gushes out.
Franklin?
Franklin flings his helmet to the ground.
Look at what you did! I told you, stay off the brakes!
What? I was trying to prevent us from crashing.
Why didn't you listen to me? Man, was Lemonade Girl ever right about you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Forget it.
It's getting late. I think I'd better head home.
Charlie walks off. The sky darkens above Linus's pumpkin patch and rain starts to fall. Rain falls on the lemonade glass on Lucy's booth. The neon-lit pizza sign switches off. Snoopy lies in his doghouse as Woodstock and his friends gather around him. He lifts his ear, sheltering one of the birds from the rain. In his room, Franklin lies in bed. He removes the cover, sits up, and picks up the notebook from the nightstand.
No bits of wisdom in here for this situation.
He puts down the notebook and heads off. In the forest, Franklin walks over a hill holding a lantern. He approaches the wrecked car and picks up one of the pieces. The car's name plaque lies split into two pieces, Un and Stoppable. Franklin picks up the Stoppable piece.
Man, now how am I supposed to make friends in this town?
A bright light shines on Franklin.
Who's there?
Charlie approaches and switches off his flashlight.
No.
You first.
I'm surprised to see you back here, Charlie Brown.
I'm not a quitter, and I'm not about to start now. I've never won anything before, and
I think we have a good shot to win this race.
Really? But what about our car?
It really isn't in that bad a shape. There is still a chance we can make the race tomorrow if we work together.
You'd still be willing to be my partner?
Of course.
Rain falls and they start gathering pieces of the car.
Quickly put that in the car.
Grab that one.
I'll put this one. Here, take this.
It's gonna be a long night.
At the Derby racetrack, spectators line up.
Welcome to the Champion Soapbox Derby Race.
Three and four inspect the cars.
This is the most amazing combination of twists, turns, and hills to test our racers here today. A year's worth of pizza's on the line, but it's more than a delicious meal that challenges these young drivers at the brink of this 100-foot hill.
Go get him, my sweet Babu.
Sally holds a photo of Linus on a stick. Three and four approach an empty spot next to Snoopy's car. He snatches a clipboard from one of them and stamps it with a greasy paw print. The birds work on the car as Snoopy climbs in. Elsewhere, Charlie and Franklin push their car.
Come on! Hurry! We're almost out of time!
The 32nd card is up! The race is about to begin!
It's like my grandpa always says, you gotta want it to get it. So, Charlie Brown, do you want it?
Let's go get it!
They put on their helmets and climb in. One of the twins waves a checkered flag. The other pulls a lever and releases the cars.
And we're off!
The cars roll down the road.
What an exciting start! Lucy and Charlie take the lead!
Right brake, now!
Charlie applies the brake as the car turns a corner.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Well, bold move by Franklin and Charlie Brown.
It's working!
The cars launch over a hill. In car number five, Violet pulls the steering rope and it snaps.
Patty! The steering rope! That wasn't part of the plan!
The car swerves. Snoopy's car passes Linus and Pigpen. Linus lowers a sail and they overtake Snoopy.
Eat my dust!
Snoopy presses a button on the dashboard. The birds open a rear hatch and toss out some items. Snoopy pounds the dashboard and releases a rocket from the hatch. The rocket ignites and the car speeds off. Snoopy zooms past the other cars and launches into the air. The birds look on while perched on a branch.
Lucy and Schroeder are holding on to first! But Franklin and Charlie Brown are coming in hot!
Hey, let's stay off the brakes and lean into the curb.
Are you sure, Charlie Brown?
Trust me!
As Franklin takes a hairpin turn, the left side of the car lifts off the ground. They overtake Lucy and Schroeder.
Huh?
We're in the lead!
Sally walks past an ice cream cart and trips over a rope.
Hey, who put this rope here? That could be dangerous.
She pulls the rope away, dislodging a wheel chalk. The cart rolls down a hill and tumbles onto the road. Franklin and Charlie barrel toward the cart.
We can make it!
But the others won't. When I call for it, lock up the brakes.
What?
No!
We can win!
Brakes! No!
Charlie brakes and they hit the cart. It flies off the road.
Good race!
Franklin and Charlie ride onto a ramp and shoot into the air. They crash on the other side of a hill.
Ah!
Ice cream cones rain down on them. On the track, Lucy and Schroeder finish first.
Victory!
The trophy for first place goes to Lucy and...
Thank you. I accept.
And now for a little speech that I have prepared.
Ahem.
On a hill, splattered ice cream cones surround Charlie and Franklin's crashed car. Charlie unbuckles and falls out of the car. Franklin holds his helmet and stares into the distance.
I can't believe it! We were so close!
after everything we've been through, only to lose because of a stupid snack cart. What a tragedy! How can you just stand there? Don't you have anything to say? Didn't you even care about winning the race?
This race meant everything to me. I thought if I could win, it would
what?
Help me fit in. Help me make some friends in this town. I wanted to impress all of you so I could become a part of the crew.
Then why did you throw it all away back there?
I couldn't let that happen to the others. Some things are more important than winning. I hope you're not disappointed that you chose me to be your partner.
Not one bit, Franklin. Getting to know you has been the best thing to happen to me all year. Sorry I never realized how difficult it must be having to make new friends all the time.
It's tough. To not know what people are going to think of you, to not know if you're going to be able to fit in. I never get enough time to really get to know anybody. And nobody ever cares about getting to know me.
I care, Franklin. And I'm honored to call you my friend.
They hug.
Even though we may not have won, it would have been nice to at least finish.
Charlie smiles. At the finish line.
Some people are naturally born winners. Not to come off like I'm bragging or anything.
Did you see what Charlie Brown and the new kid did? I hope they're okay.
Should we go check on them?
Look! There they are!
Huh? What?
Charlie and Franklin carry their car over a hill toward the finish line.
Oh, look at that!
Hey, wait a minute!
What's going on?
Where is everyone going? What are you all staring at? I'm the winner!
Schroeder walks off with the others. As they haul the car, Franklin and Charlie collapse.
Oh, no!
Marcy puts down her helmet and claps.
Don't give up.
You can make it!
Charlie and Franklin see everyone watching them from the finish line.
Are they cheering for us, Charlie Brown?
Come on! Don't give up!
I think they are, Franklin.
They lift up the car and continue walking.
Yay!
Franklin!
You're almost there!
Beads of sweat roll down Charlie and Franklin's faces.
Just a little further.
They cross the finish line and fall onto the ground.
Yay!
You made it, Franklin.
No, we made it, Charlie Brown. It's like you said, you don't need to win to finish first.
Peppermint Patty and Shermie help them to their feet.
We all saw what you guys did back there.
Yeah!
It was Franklin's idea. If he hadn't done it, you would all be the ones wearing ice cream right now.
Good job!
Lucy approaches.
Hey, you!
Huh?
I just want to tell you one thing. That was quite the gutsy maneuver back there, Franklin. You really saved the day. Free pizza's on me tonight. I mean, us.
Yeah! I'll be right there. My parents want to see me for a moment. I'll see you tonight. Did you see what my friend Charlie Brown and I did?
Snoopy descends on a parachute. He drops and dangles from the finish line banner. Nighttime. In the pizza parlor, Snoopy inserts a coin into a jukebox. He and the birds dance. A girl plays pinball. Three glasses of soda slide across a counter. A trio of kids gulp it down. Peppermint Patty bites on a slice of pizza. Marcy grabs the slice and stretches it across the table.
Ooh. Yeah. You got us there. But then we went wide and we cut you down and passed you right back.
Only to set up for the next hairpin.
It was all part of our plan.
Charlie walks through the parlor and spots Franklin entering.
Franklin, I'm so glad you made it.
Hey, Charlie Brown. Sorry I'm late. My parents had something very important to tell me. My dad is taking a new job, and that means...
You're leaving.
Who?
Who is he?
Franklin?
No,
know?
The job is here, in town. We really like it here. We're staying.
Yay! Pigpen offers Franklin a slice of pizza.
Have a slice, Franklin.
Thanks, Pigpen.
Coltrane, good choice.
Snoopy leans against the jukebox and points a finger gun at Franklin.
Hey, Franklin, we're having a pickup game at the ball field tomorrow. You want to come?
Count me in.
This race with a partner like Charlie Brown showed me a thing or two about friendships. They're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But we can get through the rough spots together, as friends.
Hey, Franklin! We saved you a seat over here. Come join us.
Ain't that what friendship's really all about?
Franklin goes to the seat between Charlie and Linus. Lucy, Pigpen, and Snoopy join them, followed by Peppermint Patty and Schroeder. Outside Franklin's house, a name on a mailbox reads Armstrong. In his room, Franklin puts clothes into a drawer. He pins a baseball pennant on a wall. Later, he hangs clothes in a closet and places a box on a shelf. He looks inside his suitcase and finds it empty. Charlie approaches him.
It must feel great to not be living out of that suitcase anymore.
It sure does, Charlie Brown.
Charlie puts the suitcase inside the closet and Franklin reads his notebook.
You know you found your home when you're surrounded by good friends.
Did your grandfather always say that?
No, that one is mine, Charlie Brown.
Franklin puts a cap on Charlie's head and dons one himself. He puts on a baseball glove and Charlie tosses him a ball. Franklin smiles and follows Charlie out of the room. A photo atop a chest of drawers shows Franklin in the pizza parlor surrounded by kids. Elsewhere, Sally drops an armful of toys into her pull wagon.
Is everyone ready for a fun day at the park? Hold on tight.
She pulls the wagon and the wheels come off. She flips in the air and falls.
Big Brother!
She storms off. Credits appear, based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz. Director Raymond S. Percy. Written by, story by Rob Armstrong and Scott Montgomery. Teleplay by Rob Armstrong and Craig Schulz and Brian Schulz and Cornelius Uliano. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media. Voice by Darren Revitz. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.